Hello everyone and welcome to Watch the Film Podcast's film review of How to Blow Up a Pipeline. My name is Scott.
And I'm Steve.
And thank you for anyone who's joining us for the first time. And welcome back to anyone who's listened before. If people want to listen to all of our other episodes, reviews and Let's Talk content, Stephen, where can they find it?
On all major podcast providers.
They can. And you can find us on social media by searching for Watch Film Pod on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. So, a step into a uncharted territory for Watch the Film Pod. We're actually reviewing a film that's not actually released yet.
Yeah.
So
this is good at this, isn't it? Yeah.
New ground. Mm. So before we get into...
we will not put spoilers. There's no spoilers.
There we go. Yeah. I'm just going to say... Sorry.
Just to spoil your spoiler.
What spoiler alert? What he said?
Just to spoil your spoiler alert. I will spoil your spoiler alert warning by saying there are no spoilers.
we won't spoil this film. Because... So a little bit of context. I've wanted to do a screen unseen showing at Odeon for a while. However, they always fall on a Monday when I play football. That kind of rules us out really if I've ever seen these. But with it being the bank holiday, we were both free, weren't we? So we went down to see it. So the clues, I will say, in a minute when you're talking,
I'll find the
explanation that Odeon put for the clues.
Right. Okay.
Nobody would have guessed this was the film if it wasn't the film that was on at another cinema, which kind of falls into the same category of the secret screening where it tells you the title, because these are the most obscure clues ever. So Odeon, if you're listening, Mr. Odeon or Mr. AMC, sort out your clues, right? Because make them easier, right? You know, it was only people
Derek
who knew.
Derek Odeon.
Yeah. Owen Dean. But yeah, other than people knowing online... Yeah. You would never have guessed it was this from them first clues. However, Screen Unseen shows like a mystery film, so they put clues out. I think they do it once a month or something like that. Put clues out, and then you just go and see what the film is. So this was the film, but it's not actually released till mid-April, I don't think. April the 21st, I think, something like that.
I've never heard of it.
Which, in a way, that's kind of the point, I guess, from these things, isn't it? But, consequently, we won't spoil the film in that sense. But yeah, it was quite good, because this would not be a film I'd have chose to see. I don't think you would have seen it either.
If I saw the trailer for it, I would like, who's in it? The first thing is, you go like, who's in it?
Yeah.
Never heard of anyone.
Not heard of, no one like really mainstream.
We just looked up who's in it, and they're all people that have
there was Better Call Saul, or The
Batman, or, there's one of them that I thought, I've seen his face before. Mm. And I just said that, didn't I? I was looking it up, and he was like, he was in It Chapter 2. I was that's where I've seen him before.
Was the clown, wasn't it?
Skarsgård.
Yeah, I can't remember his first name.
Not Stellan.
Don.
Anyway.
I'm going to find out if you know.
You're going to find out. But that's driving me crazy. You can tell already.
I can sense your body language.
See it on my body language. Hear it in my voice. Yeah.
Bill.
Bill Spatz. Big Bill. Bill Skarsgård.
Big Bill Skarsgård.
Nearly said Peter.
Peter Skarsgård.
And I knew it wasn't right. And then I thought Richard. And I thought, oh, no, that's not right.
You just listed all the lost sons the lost Skarsgård sons.
Skarsgård. Anyway, welcome to Watch the Film Podcast,
Where we talk about things other than the
Stellan
film review.
Skarsgård's kids. But yeah, go on.
But yeah, so How to Blow Up a Pipeline, I would say, going into it, because like I said, never heard of it, so I saw a description of it, Ocean's 11 for Save the Planet activists. It probably is. It's a fairly good description. So it's basically a thriller.
It's not Ocean's 11, though.
No.
But it's nowhere like Ocean's 11. No. Yeah, go on, sorry.
That's right. It's a thriller film. Yeah. A group of activists wanting to try to make a change, basically, in a way, isn't it? And their plan is to blow up a pipeline. Hence the name, How to Blow Up a Pipeline. I will say, just off the bat, I know we're not going to spoil it, but just like the top level comments, I really enjoyed this film.
I thought it was
really, really good. And I mean, I can understand why it was quite on trend, if you like. You know, it's quite there's a lot of activist groups out there now, aren't they? Trying to look at the oil industry, and, you know, you're getting protests, you're getting peaceful protests, you're getting not so peaceful protests sometimes, things like that. But I mean, this clearly wasn't a peaceful protest, because I wouldn't recommend anyone tries to blow up a oil pipeline.
Yeah.
However, I thought it was really well, like, the story told in this was really, really good. Because I felt it had, I mean, it was straight from the off, the group was together, you know, they were, you saw what they were trying to do, but then it started to fill in pieces of the puzzle through flashbacks, and it was showing each character's individual story of how they got to the point where they wanted to be part of this scheme, if you like, to blow up this pipeline and things. And it reminded me of Lost, how there was a main through line that was happening, but then it keeps like kept like flashing back to fill in the gaps a little bit. And
it's funny how you should say that, because it reminded me in the the exact same way. I was the same. I thought it was like it was just having a little flash sideways or backwards. I thought the exact same thing with Lost. Yeah, good comparison that. Yeah,
it was good, and it was like. It was obviously like an independent film. I mean, I was just looking there. It won a couple of
Sundance.
No, it was some I'd never heard of. I mean, it's funny. We were talking about, I can't remember what film. Oh, it was when we were doing the Oscars Let's Talk Win episodes. We said, like, there's loads of film festivals, isn't there? There's so many festivals here. We've got Hampton's International Film Festival. Yep. Never heard of that one. Gijon International Film Festival. Initially, I thought, is that Gujon? Chicken Gujon Festival? But it's not. It's Gijon. But it's been nominated at Denver Film Festival.
I've heard of the Denver Film Festival. Yeah,
it won one political film award at the Hamburg Festival. Yeah. It was nominated at Philadelphia. It was nominated for the Golden Starfish Award at Hampton's Film Festival. I mean, Golden Starfish Award sounds amazing. New Visions Award it was nominated for at Palm Springs. So it was three wins.
It's done well.
Yeah, three wins and eight nominations. So you can see why it's going to get a limited release, if you like.
It did the first time I've been to one of these screenings before. Mm-hmm. I've been years ago. I went to see. I said this in the car going home that I'd seen the Full Monty at a preview screening that came out about I think 3 weeks before the actual film released, and that was fantastic. And the same with Billy Elliot, both big hits. This wasn't obviously in the same trend as those films. Completely different type of film, but I liked the fact that we saw something new.
Mm.
Before anyone else did, that was, and there's nothing to gauge it on. You haven't, first off, I hadn't even seen the trailer. So I think it's the first time I've been to cinema to see a film that I've never seen the trailer for, other than those two films I just mentioned.
Well, I watched like the first 10, 15 seconds of the trailer, then I thought, I'm just going to take it off. I read what the film was about. It's based on a book.
Yeah.
That's enough. We can go in and watch it.
But it was a good film. I liked it. I thought it was really good. It had that independent feel to it, mm-hmm. so it was. I would say it was low budget, but it was quite grainy how it was shot as well.
Yeah.
The type of camera it was shot on, it wasn't shot like Hollywood film.
I felt it probably needed to be low budget.
Yeah, and I think if you had done it as a Hollywood film, I don't think you would have ended up having to put more action in there, more
for the sake of it,
story in there. You'd have ended up throwing money at different things just to keep people invested. But it was good. You know, it had a payoff in it. There was a couple of twists and turns in it. And then it gave you like the usual where. You want to find out what happened at the end because it just ends, and then in the credits as it's going off, you see this person, this person, that, you know, you find out what's happening to them all, and did the blow it up? You know, it's telling you how to blow it up, but spoiler free, aren't we? So,
was it even a pipeline?
Was there even a pipeline?
It might have been a half pipe, which I kept calling it. Three days
blew up a half pipe, and all the skaters couldn't go anywhere. Can you imagine?
This is the film we sat up
for. This is what I can say. Yeah. Went with the skateboard as well, thinking it was a skateboard.
Yeah.
It was good. The only faults with it, the only fault for me was maybe one of the actors I'm going to be trash on.
Yeah, you did enjoy one of the performances.
One of the performances. Yeah. There was a little bit of one person's performance in it, which reminded me, I tend to deny, and I said, hi, Mark. Reminded me a little bit like The Room, you know. But again, a small independent film, but the acting on one of them was a little bit, you know, in places was a little bit wooden. But then looking what he's been in some really good films. So
maybe that was the point. Maybe
he was supposed to be like that when you look at it, because of how he played it. Yeah, he looked quite simpleton, didn't he? So maybe that's what he was doing.
Simpleton.
Yeah. Well, he did, didn't he?
I've never heard that before. That's great.
I
thought he was a bit of a recluse type character, wasn't he?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But no,
it reminded me of Tommy Wiseau in The Room. I would definitely tell anyone to go and see it. I don't think it's everyone's sort of film, though. So if I was sat with people at work or if I was chatting to people when they were, I would advise people to go see it who I thought would probably like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the difference, because we were sat there and 20 minutes into the film, some people got up and just walked out, didn't they? You know, that's the gamble you make.
But I will say...
There's only a couple, aren't there?
It was one couple left, didn't it? But, I mean, it was full. So the screen was full, which it always is for these, because I've always kept an eye on the... Just to book them just in case we can get there. And if it's late, you never get to it. But I would say it's a gamble to put a film... which is essentially an independent film, on a mystery screening at like a popular cinema like that. Because you would imagine most people who are going to that are going to watch it, but for their casual audience, this probably isn't the film, is it? Like,
No.
To watch, like, if you pressed random and it landed on this, you'd probably think, oh, press random again. let's see what else there is. Yeah. You know, but for people who are interested in films like us and a bit open-minded to watch something new... I thought it was, it was really entertaining. I was glad it was this. I saw this. So yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I'm glad I've seen
these explanations for the clues.
Go on.
Right. So clue number one, which they gave out a couple of weeks prior, was learning again from past troubles. So they explained this as stars Forrest Goodluck and Sasha Lane from Miseducation of Cameron Post. One of the chapters from the book is titled "Learning from Past Struggles."
Okay.
The next one was ties to royalty. So the reason that was the clue was it stars Irene Bedard, who's the voice of Disney's Pocahontas.
Right, okay.
The third clue was 33. And the reason for that clue is written by and stars Ariella Barra, who starred as Gert Arsenic in Marvel's Runaways. 33 is the atomic number of arsenic.
Wow.
And number four...
She wrote it?
Currently.
Right, okay.
Everyone's afraid to stand up and do the right thing. And that's a quote from Jamie Lawson's character in The Batman.
Yeah.
So someone, let's just read the tweets here. Someone's replied to it. James Jupiter6 has put, as I tweeted yesterday, those clues are so obtuse, I won't even try to guess next time. These clues make the TV quiz show Only Connect look easy. And then, people putting the Pocahontas clues remarkably strong. So, yeah, I feel that my one criticism of Odeon there is make it easier for people to guess. Because, we won't guess it.
I didn't have a clue.
Yeah.
It ties to royalty. That's...
Disney's Pocahontas is that's very, very...
Very loose.
Six steps to Pocahontas. But that's criticism of Odeon, not the film. But just bringing it back around to that, I did enjoy it. It's quite thought-provoking as well.
Yeah.
Like, some of the motives for the characters in this were...
Well, you find out the reasons why they all come together and do this. You find out how they all come together, but you find out the reasons why. Is everyone who they seem they are? You know, you found that a little bit about that as well. And, I thought the same. I thought, you sort of think... When you see these stories on the news, because you see stuff like this... Mm. And their intentions for doing it, you sort of never really think about like a protester's reasons behind doing what they're doing. You just think you're either in favor of them or not. You either think you know good on you, or you just think, well, what a waste of time. I see people marching on Westminster, and sometimes I think to myself, well, what a waste of time. What will that do? But then you never really think of yourself in their position. The reason why they feel so passionate and why they do what they do. And I thought that was quite clever. We saw this lost sort of transition backwards into the stories to tell you why they got to where they were and why they did that. And it was a good film.
Not
it really
to get too
was a good
deep
film,
and philosophical here on Watch Film Podcast, because that's certainly not what we are. Right. But we are, as humans, quite selfish, aren't we?
Yes.
Because it was funny, just while I was waiting for you to come, I had the news on, the radio on, and at the time of recording, 16th of April, 2022, they've just binned off some smart motorway lanes or something, so they're not the stopping production on all these particular lanes or something. And I saw the headline of that, the Prime Minister has called it to stop. And the other day, I was just kind of didn't take any notice of it. But then they had an interview with the woman who's championed this movement or been part of this movement, and her son had died in one of these smart lanes because they weren't signed off correctly or they weren't up to standard safety wise. And then when I was listening to it, I was thinking it bring me back to this because I knew we were going to talk about this. I thought, I can really acknowledge why you would have fought so strongly those lanes not to be a thing when someone so close to you has lost their life because of neglect, if you like, in that department. Yeah. And in a way, kind of with this, you say, we won't go into spoilers, but when you found out the reasons of some of the people why they wanted to make such an impact on the oil industry, it kind of made sense. So yeah, I would imagine on the flip side, because I wouldn't call this a protest as such. This was like it was almost like an action.
Yeah.
But I would imagine a lot of times when people protest, some people aren't doing it for the right reasons. But within that, there will be people who are doing things for the right reasons. It was quite thought provoking as a society. Yeah, we are quite selfish, and a lot of big businesses are just money driven, aren't they, at the end
that's
of the day.
Right,
So that's my philosophical hat off now. Tell me about the action.
The action. Well, I will say there was an action scene in it. Something happened, and under Lola regulations, under Lola regulations,
you were not happy.
You wouldn't have used that piece of equipment for lifting fall under Lola regulations. A ratchet strap.
With the use of the ratchet strap, you were not happy with it.
No, because you don't you use it as an attachment, not for lifting. Hence, from my lifting background, 3 years as a crane driver. but there you go.
as
a slinger, banksman, and crane driver, I get that.
Yeah, that would be.
From my lifting background, I was like, this got disaster written all over it, because that falls under
Lola. Popcorn down. we've discussed.
It's like this is going to go wrong.
I'll be speaking to your supervisors.
Spoiler free. I'm not going to say it will go wrong, but
maybe something.
Anyone who knows their lifting attachments knows that's not the way that you use them. Yeah,
but it was
a good film.
Yeah, joke aside, there was some intense bits in it as well.
Yeah,
for the way it was shot, there was a lot of close ups on like manufacturing explosives and things like that, and. Yeah, I thought some of it was quite intense, how it was shot, and you were like wincing at times when there were maybe wires were getting a bit too close to each other and things like that. So, yeah, I thought it was good. I'd say if you're into film, definitely worth having a look at this.
Yes.
I don't think this
film is for everyone.
No,
I
it's
really
not the popcorn
don't.
Blockbuster or anything
not,
like
it's
that.
Not and, your, it's not your action-packed film. It's not like a Bruce Willis film or a Stallone or anything like that. It's not... Or Arnie, it's not that type of.
Can you imagine if Prime Bruce Willis, Arnie, and Stallone were in this activist group, the Expendables, how to blow up a pipeline?
But you basically, it's like an up and coming cast of people who are
in an
Ocean's film. You know,
this might be the film that in 10 years' time, some of these might be like, oh yeah, my first feature film or my first main feature film was this, and How to Blow Up a Pipe, like that.
The thing is, this film, it probably won't play out at every cinema as well.
No, it'll be a limited release.
If you do get the chance to go and see it, go and see it. Go and see it. Check the trailer out first, or maybe don't, because it might give a lot of spoilers in it. Because I don't know. I've not watched the trailer. My thoughts on trailers, that they usually do just spoil the full film nowadays anyway. Try and do a bit of research on the film, if it's your cup of tea, go out and see it. Yeah. It gets a good thumbs up from us.
A good thumbs up.
Not just a thumbs up, a good thumbs up. Yeah, I was trying to think of it like a reference, like in our previous podcast where I said gets four out of five
four
ghost
barrels
masks.
Out of five.
Gets five detonators out of six for me.
Four arsenics out of five.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Lost a train of thought.
Oh dear!
Oh, no,
well, while you've lost your trainer,
that's like the worst thing that happens, isn't it? Oh no, the book, that was it. Yeah. I've not read the book, and I might just be making this up, but I did read that. I think the book isn't actually a story; it's like the manifesto of how they
to break it down.
Which I thought was quite cool. Yeah. So. But yeah, no, I enjoyed it. Definitely worth having a look at if you're open-minded
and
want to see some
big
different.
Shout out to Odeon as well, because these. Send us some free cinema passes. Big shout out.
Some free merch.
anything. You get a free popcorn when we go.
I mean, I really wanted one of those Mario tins, but I won't pay £9.90 for a large popcorn or something like that. So.
Big shout out to them with the Secret Cinema.
Yeah,
I think
it's cool.
Quite a novel idea.
Cool concept,
it's,
isn't
it's something
it?
I'll definitely go and do again when you're not playing football. So
you've got to play football
on a Tuesday night. Yeah,
I did enjoy, because there was people online had been like speculating it might have been, is it Renfield?
Yes.
So I was like,
I would have liked to have seen that as
well.
I would like to go see
We'll go and have a look at that. But yeah, there's like, oh, it might be Renfield because of so-and-so is 33, and that was his quote. And then the first trailer, it was Renfield. Yeah. So it was like, well, ain't that then, is it?
Yeah,
like,
we're not watching this then, yeah.
But no, very good. Well worth having a look. If people are open-minded and want to go and listen to some of our other things, Stephen, where can they find us?
On all major podcast providers.
And you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter by searching for Watch the Film Pod, or you can go to the website at watchthefilmpod.com. Thank you for listening to our review of How to Blow Up a Pipeline.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye.